Okay, so we'll start, I guess. So we're holding here more or less in the Lamed Aleph, Piska Lamed Aleph. It's in the Ben Yaakov, it's Piska Lamed Aleph. It's on the Mishnah, and then it jumps to the Gemara. And basically, the Ben Yaakov goes usually with the Gemara, but the Mishnah is bringing the Mishnah and so on. Mishnah, V'cheini ha'toiva Miriam himtina l'moisha achas, sh'ne'ma v'tisatze v'choyze merochoik, l'figach nis'akwa l'kol Yisrael shivas yom b'midbar. So there was a zeluma there of, in the Midas Toiv, the Mishnah goes through explaining the Midah k'neged Midah in Ra, Avshalom nis'koe, and so on, and now it's telling me Midah k'neged Midah in l'toiva. So Miriam was waited for Moshe Shachas. The Fikur and Sakur call Yisrael Shavuot Yom Bamidbar. She named the Sugar Miriam Chutz Lamachne Shavuot Yom. Va'om LaNosad Asid Miriam. Yosef. So now the Gemara goes through what exactly is, what was the Midah connected Midah and the Vatay Satzav. So take a look in Lamed Beis, Piska Lamed Beis. That's where he goes to the Gemara. This whole pasuk is referring to the Shechina. So Yisyatzev is something that refers to Shechina, like it says in the pasuk. Achoisoi emo lachochma achoisiat. Meirochoik meiroch Hashem nirli. Ladas kikel deas Hashem. Mashak Hashemcha. And so on. Very, very strange. I mean, what does it tell me about this pasuk? Every word over here it says is used in connection with Shechina. Fine. So what's it telling me? So let's look at the morale inside. Avol. So first he speaks a little bit about the Dikduk HaLoshen, Vatisyatze, Vatisatzav, and so on. He deals with the Dikduk of it. And Avol, the Medrash Rabba is Kakasina. Vatisatzav Achoizim Erochoik, Rabbone Amri Kola Posik Zal Shem Ruch HaKoydesh. Vatisatzav Al Shem Vayev Hashem Yisatzav. Achoizik Rune Amri Tachoch Machoiziat, Meroch Hashem Roch Hashem, and so on. Pirish. Zer Kasha Hushach Layor, So basically, the Maral is explaining this whole pasuk is going from an event that happened to happen with the sister of Moshe, because Moshe's sister happened to have been there and worried for him and cared for him and so on, to becoming something which was extremely, it was all Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even if this, basically what it's saying is, even if this event happened to particularly be an event that Miriam did out of Bechira, but the significance of the event is a Yad Hashem. The Maral says in a lot of places that Dvarim Gedolim are not B'mikra, so he uses the word Mikra and not so much, not the way we would use it, as if Hashem wasn't involved at all. But mikra means, is it something that is an incidental event? It's something just because you needed X in this place, that's why it happened? Or is it something which is a part of the intrinsic mahalach of things? In other words, if Hashem sends a nace to save somebody, but the saving this person is only significant because of two or three steps afterwards behind whatever it is, that's not called what the Maral would call, that's called mikra. In other words, it's not an event that we would say this is be'etzim. So this Maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu being on the crossroads of possibly being killed, they couldn't hold on to anymore, and it's now and he's now being saved. That was an event that was crucial, as it was, to everything that would happen afterwards. And therefore, we darshin all of these inyanim as shchinedik inyanim. In other words, yes, it happened to be a sister. She happened to be standing. She happened to be far away. All of those things are physically correct. But really, this is an inyan that this is the place where Hashgacha is moving him to come alive, to remain alive, and to become the Gol Yisrael. So that's the first thing in terms of understanding why one would darshan it in such a way. And then he says, the first word is the word vatesatzav. The difference between amida and yitziva is in modern Hebrew, and it's correct. Amida means something is standing. Nitzav, yatziv, means something is stable. Standing is a picture in a slice of time. Right now, so sometimes you have like a very, very, what's the right word for it? You have something that's kind of on shaky legs and you get it up and it's standing and you take a picture. That's amida, but it's not yatziv. Yatziv means it is standing stable, which means it's something that fundamentally is rooted here. It's this is where it is and so on. So the first thing is the tesatzav, meaning the Hashgacha was here, not b'mikra. His sister happened to pass by. This is the actual core of the Hashgacha. Every other aspect of it is could be. It's just like let's look at the big picture. The core of the Hashgacha Kadosh Baruch Hu is there will be Geula for Klal Yisrael. That's the core of the Hashgacha. There are many possibilities along the road that if this happens, that happens because of that various, because of this, because of that, and things therefore will happen a certain way. But the Geulas Yisrael is something that is extremely firm, and that is Nitzav. So Vateisatzav means this was such a moment where the Shechina was there because this is the core mission of the Shechina. One. So one thing we're describing this event not as an event of Amida, but as an event of Nitzav. So the next one is Achoisoi. Torah is called Achoisoi, and like Chazal Dashn over here, Imr Lachachma Achoisiat. So the one that's standing and waiting for it is Torah. In other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu is the Noisna Torah, so if we're to ask ourselves which facet of what's going to happen was the most was the one that Moshe was most essential for, that would be Nesinas HaTorah. Nesinas HaTorah had to be at the Av HaNevi'im. Only Moshe was ready for that. Geula theoretically could be with somebody else. The Nesinas HaTorah could not be with anybody else. And therefore, Vateisatzav Achoisei means, since Torah itself is something that is that which it requires Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore that is standing there. That's the piece that's waiting for him, and is sort of it making sure it's happening, or however you want to say it. So the word meirochik, it says meirochik Hashem nearly. So the Maral teaches it the following way. A very primitive view of hashgacha is to look for it here, and to find it in the physical details. It's like, you know, people ever so often come to a point in science where they say, "Oh, we don't have an explanation for this. It must be Hashem." 10 years later, there is an explanation. If not 10 years later, then 25 years later. You will never ever find HaKadosh Baruch Hu under a microscope. But if you stand back and look at it further back, then you'll see it. It's not different than a painting. There are some paintings where if you stand very close, you lose the painting. And somebody's going to be a chacham and say, Alekal v'choymahu. Ma, if I'm so close by, I can see it. Or if I'm so far away, I can see the picture. If I'd be standing very close, I certainly would. The answer is no. The element is always to be found. The Yad Hashem is always in the bigger picture, and it's important to know. So whenever people, the more people apply quote-unquote explanations of things happening at the micro level, then they're usually dead wrong, and it's also not the place. It's meirochik. Meirochik Hashem nearly, the way the Maral is explaining it, means the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in the big picture when a person is standing further back. The Lodas, he says, means as follows. It says the Maral is coming off the pasuk Vayeda Lekim. So what does it mean, Vayeda Lekim? So when we speak in colloquially and we say, "Oi, I didn't know about this. Now that you told me, I'll give it my attention." So the sense of that phrase is a lack of information and a lack of knowledge. That certainly doesn't apply to Ribbono Shel Olam. So what does it mean by Yeda Lekim? So Rashi says, Ki'ilu, he was some lave to know it. The word that's most important there is the word sima slave. It's for instance, when we say, I forgot all about something. I didn't, you know, when somebody tells us, you know, weren't you supposed to bring this and this today? And said, oh yeah, I forgot. So the word forgot that way doesn't mean the same as the word forgot when a person doesn't remember what he learned in high school 10 years later. The word forgot when something that I learned in high school 10 years later is simply that the whatever is the memory cells didn't retain it, they never will form in the first place. Whatever it is, it's something that describes a neurological, psychological phenomena. When a person says, I forgot to bring X, Y, or Z, he's talking about a very different type of forgetting. People have, I guess we'll call it a triage department in their brains, and that it tells them, this is very important, keep it on your mind. This is not terribly important, and this, clear, chaval, to keep it in your mind, clear it out. I being in school, being in yeshiva school, I don't ever remember a kid forgetting that there was a trip the next day. Never happened that a kid comes and says, what, and said, oh, yeah, I forgot all about the trip. Tests and work to be done have a phenomenal Alzheimer's rate where kids don't remember. They're not usually lying. They just never, it wasn't something that connected to the part of their brain that says, do it. It's like something you have in your hard drive in your computer. It's there, it's neat, it's safe, it's there. You just haven't brought it up on the screen. And if you brought it up on the screen, it's not on the active screen. It's one of the many screens behind. The das is sima slave. It means clicking, connecting that which is known to the part of me that is engaged in it. It's where I become engaged in it. So that's what das means, and that's the same way with das Hashem. Das Hashem doesn't mean to know about Hashem. It rather means where the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's part and parcel of myself and my person. It's not the philosophy of Hashem, das Hashem. It's rather the awareness staying on the top of my desk instead of somewhere farukt. So ladas means that this was a moment where Hashkocha showed itself. Now, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayeda, even that's not possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make a conscious decision and we say, this is something we'll remember right away. This is something we're going to let leave around and hope it'll disappear on its own. And this we forget about. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. But what does exist by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how he projects it to us. So there are things to us, we're in Mitzrayim, 2 centuries, and we're suffering terribly, and we're supposed to be Am Hashem, and Ki'ilu, the Ribbono wow. Shel Olam, is not around. Ki'ilu, there's many more important matters that have to be taken care of. So certainly the projection to us and to the world is that there's a lack of Yediya. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts moving and reacting, And everything is as soon as Paro says something, it does something, there's a reaction. That's a mahalach of where Ke'ilu there is a yediyah now, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expressed a connection to us. And we're in the active scene. So Ladas means that. Akapanim, his gears of Ladas is much more mevor. So that's one hesba in that connection. B'yesh lefarish ki mepnei ki moishe oimir emuchah lotzis mele beis halaviyim v'dov hazeh hoya shema oise gamken k'mo shema oise ha-teira. He says there's a second aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's mahalach, which is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is just like Kahuna. Shevet Levi, let's just clarify 1 or 2 points. When we speak of Kahanim, there's a lot of Torah on this in Lamdas about Kahanim, are they Leviim or not? They also have a Din Levi, they don't have a Din Levi, what's Mitzad Din Levi, what's Mitzad Din Kohen? But when we're talking about Shevet Levi here, we're not talking about the Leviim's job of washing the hands of Kohanim or singing a little bit or whatever it is. We're talking about Shevet Levi, the Rambam says, Shevet Levi didn't happen to not worship Avodah Zarah. Shevet Levi is the repository of Klal Yisrael's Ruchnius. It's like the pilot light in a big engine. Shevet Levi is the chelik of Klal Yisrael that never ever gets extinguished. I guess it would be similar to when people speak about Pintel Eid, the Lashon de Zohar, all in many at many different levels, there's the following hanacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create anything new. And therefore, if something ceases to exist, it ceases to exist. It's true even about Tchias HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not only mitzad the fact that it's not borei, but mitzad the definition. If something is totally dead, Lamar, let's give an example. Let's say I have a table here. Somebody were to take this table and totally destroy it, burn it to ashes, and so on. Now a person goes ahead and he builds a table that is looks exactly like this table. I wouldn't call it he rebuilt this table. I could say he built me a table that looked exactly like it. He replaced my table with something equal. The word rebuilt has to be chal on something. So if the person, Lutzer, you burn the top of this table, but the frame is still around, and you put the top on top, I could call that rebuilt. If let's say you even take the ashes and you pull out the elements that are there, the carbon, and you somehow add stuff to it and somehow reconstitute it, I could hear the word rebuild chal on it. If a person were to die and become totally obsolete, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to put us alive, that wouldn't be called Tchias HaMesim. That would be called HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a new world. He might model it after the old world, but there would be Yankel 1 and Yankel 2. There's no way to say Yankel came alive again. What shackles have with Yankel 1? I could just say, I made a Yankel 2 that's with Selmud Muz Yankel 1. So there's what Chazal called the Luz. It's what's called in the Zohar, Kusta de Chiyusa. There's that Garin that's alive. Klal Yisrael is the same thing. Klal Yisrael is not a nation of people that keep mitzvahs. It is the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was found in the world, that the seed HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the world of people that are shayach to this ruchnius. It has to be, we have total bechira, and the total bechira is to do averus and to be over avodah zarah, but there is an akuda that's indestructible, so that when Klal Yisrael does do right and does do good, it's not a new birth. It's a rebirth. It's a chachos. It's not a chiddush. And that's a very important nekuda. Many that explains why Chazal is always that thing, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once said, "How come Tishbi Yataritz Kushis? Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to tell us the answers and so on and so forth." And he said that Torah. There is no new Torah. Torah has to be b'mesoris dafka. And if Torah ever got forgotten, the only way, Eliyahu Navi, being that he never died, and being that he has that it's considered he's still around, when he comes around, it's rethreading the needle from what was. The Heshed Levavos Habanei Voisam, it's a rethreading. So Shevet Levi is one other Nekuda that is indispensable Klal Yisrael. So you have Nesinas HaTorah in general, and then you have Shevet Levi. And both these were elements of Klal Yisrael so core that we see Hashgacha in that point. There's a Sfasemis that says around this Nekuda, we say by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem, Hashem, and so on and so forth. L'may nafkemina. What nafkemina is there? If it's Hashem or Shliach, I mean, we assume that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a Shliach, they're capable. And whatever Hashem could do, the Shliach could do. In other words, what's the nafkemina? So the Sasem says that anything that we call coming from Hashem means it's part of the core hashgacha. It's this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim wants. Anything that comes from a shliach means it's a means for something. So just like, let's give an example. Let's say you hire somebody for a job. You hire a scientist, should work on, developing an engine for you, whatever it is. And this person is very valuable to you, and you tell him, I'm going to get somebody who's going to deliver you 3 meals a day. You don't have to worry about it. I can get somebody that's going to take a call to the cleaners. I can get somebody this. I can get somebody this. So there's a whole slew, everything I'll find a shliach to take care of. So if the guy says, you know what? Maybe find a shliach to develop an engine for me. So you'd say, well, that's what I'm hiring you for. Everything else is a chetimtzi. You have to eat a meal in order to this. You have to send your suit to the cleaners. But this is you. So hashgacha is divided between things that we see as core hashgacha and things that we see as ancillary, that it's necessary. Shevet Levi is one of those things. So this hashgacha of Atasatzav means, if Chazal said this was a place where Shechina stood and watched and so on, we're talking about something that's core. And therefore, he says, the girsa in the Medrash suggests it's Taira. The girsa that he has in the Gemara, he'll explain in a minute, is Shevet Levi. Because what Taira is, as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Shevet Levi is the repository of Taira. Shevet Levi is that which keeps Taira under all circumstances, and therefore, it's the same dag, it's a Zelum Aser. So he is going on the pasuk in his girsa in our Gemara, and it's girsa we have in our Gemara. Yase is Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Yase Hashem Ladoni Bayis Neman. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in that sense of Yase Hashem Ladoni Bayis Neman, is over here also. I want to explain maybe for a minute, how is it that from the word, what are the critical words here? The Yase and the Bayis Neman that have shaykhis to what he's saying over here. Yes, so it says Yase Hashem Ladoni Bayis Neman. It's a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Yase Hashem. So we have the word Yase and we have the word Bayis Neman, and that refers to Hashem. So how do those words in particular convey that? And this is one of Maral's points, obviously. You it's not a random word that you pick on and you say, it says this word, it says this word. There's something about the word. So I think the following. The word Asiya is, it means, Rashi says, the final touches. It's ke'ilu, we would call almost cosmetic. So in the different levels of creation, bria is very fundamental. Bria is bringing something into existence when it didn't. Yetzira is giving it a form. Asiya is some sort of final trappings. Hard to understand why that's significant. And yet that's the way our world is referred to in Sfarim as Olam HaAsiya. And it on the one hand, it means this is where we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And the other hand, it also, it's another clearly defined strata of existence. So the pshat is, there is a place, it's, everything until it's not finished has in itself the property of taking on different forms. So for instance, they have these apartment buildings that they'll advertise, we're still at this in this stage, you'll be able to design the interior in any way you wish. So it's something which the one description of something that doesn't have its final form is that it has the potential of taking on different forms as well. So there's a moment when something becomes frozen into a final metzias, and then there are times, and then there are stages before that where it's still open for change. The Olam HaAsiyah is, so it's called Olam HaAsiyah also because it's the arena where we do mitzvahs, because mitzvahs don't take on the final form until here. Mitzvahs could be still the mashal before Matan Torah. I mean, Yaakov did a very big mitzvah by marrying two sisters. Amram marrying Dosai. The final form that things take on is in the final mitzvahs is Asiya. Yas Hashem Baizdemon means that the bringing something to a point of finality where it's immutable, and this is the way it is, and it's never going to change again, that's on Gilui of Shekhinah. Because most everything can change and does change. Most substances in the world, the world that we're aware of can change. The laws of physics can't, in our sense of things. So Yas Vayis Neman is, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings things to a certain final point, and that's also an element of Hashgacha. So Shevet Levi is that Bayis Neman. Once Shevet Levi is in place, then Shevet Levi has its final, then Klai Yisrael has a nucleus that's sort of indestructible. Upirish beis inya nasa lebeis. V'dovaza nasa kodesh baruch hu sheyasa v'chofetz v'roitzeboi v'nirka kodesh baruch hu loy v'pnei sha'kol hu loy. Ne'goyla ashkocha v'ashmira sh'al shemiz baruch tzadik hazeh atzi nistalka men ashkocha v'ashmira. Lekach kol ha'posik ha'shem ha'shchina sh'nema lishmar ha'tzadik min ha'hezik. Kol ha'shchina nema lishmar ha'tzadik min ha'hezik. So therefore, this particular shmira on Moshe Rabbeinu was not because of what Moshe did. He hadn't done anything. He wasn't, he was an infant. This particular Shmira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because this was a core piece for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, which was Klal Yisrael, Torah, etc. Shevet Levi in Klal Yisrael, Torah. So all these elements here, all these elements are seen as being Hashkacha for that reason. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. The next Haggadah to start a whole new, most of the famous Haggadahs that we have on Chumash are from Saita. The next umpteenth Haggadahs are all on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the Teva. The Gemara segues from here onto the rest of the Psukim and Shmois and so on, and a lot of the famous Agadites are here. Rez Hashem, we'll see. But so this is a good place to hold it. Any questions? Any points? Any whatever? And we also have to take a decision about next week. I guess the Olam is mostly so I can. Let me just figure it out. It would mean your clock is going to change.
An hour later for us, Abba.
So I could do 2:30 next week. It's only in the gear 1 week. And then the next Sunday, we change the clock. So as far as I'm concerned, I think most of them are at Israel.
Right now, most of the people over here are not in that. So it's half and half, maybe.
So Yaakov, so you're good at polling.
I'm assuming if we start at 2:30 for 1 week, it's okay. If everyone has a problem with it, then
I don't have any opinion. To me, it's not a difference. The 1:30, 2:30. Before 1:30 is hard for me, but the other way around would be hard for me. This is okay with me. Okay.
I think the originators of the shir were Israelis, so we have to
go with the zman
at accommodate them.
Shona at Israel.
Yeah.
The
Okay. How does one on the Tour Karta has Sean Europa, no?
Sean Europa is the faithful one. Sean Europa is what you have.
Oh, that's the regular. Okay, Sean Ratisol means the...
The so-called Arab clock, which hard to understand the logic, but it's every... They reset every day, Shkia at 12 o'clock. What's the point of it? I don't know. You have to be an Arab to understand it.
They did the same thing in Europe with Chatzos till they developed, till the railroads came around.
What do you mean?
The clock in the center of town said...
That's because the time that they could gauge most likely was noon. In other words, noon was the one time of the day that more often than not you could actually gauge, and you could synchronize all the clocks with that. So it was a way of synchronizing. So when I want to tell somebody, I'll meet you at 3:30, it wasn't like today where you have radio beams and stuff like that. So every town would decide their own, so that you pick a time like 12 o'clock noon, where it's the easiest one to determine for everybody. I think that was the logic behind it. But whatever it is. Okay. Good.
Go ahead.
Over to you.
Thanks. Isn't the element of the Kirov in a way...
What? You talk to me? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If you can hear me. Rebbe was mentioning... I guess my connection's not good enough.
Well, I hear you fine. I'm fine with you.
Oh, okay, fine. No, I was asking if... Rebbe was mentioning how there's certain richuk is a better picture of Hashem. Like, the vision that we have in Golas isn't close to what we would have in Geula.
Correct.
So, like...
You would always have it in the bigger picture. You can't pinpoint. You can't trap HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a little box. And that's a mistake. No matter what, by its nature, let me explain something to you. Trapping something in a box means you put it in gvulis. How does the electrical charge move from point A to point B? So I have a charge here, a charge there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing here piggybacking this piece over here. So I'm trapping HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a little box. Reuven didn't do this, and therefore that. I had an interesting experience once. There was a woman came to me, a fine woman, a very nice woman. She's elderly. She worked for some maisit collecting money, very nice lady. And I guess at some point, Isa told her basically she should move on. I mean, she's in mid-70s, late-70s, whatever it was. They basically asked her to move on and so on and so forth. I even think that she didn't need it so much for the money as much as for the friendships. And, I think going to somebody to her was, I don't know, that was her life. Her life, she worked at this 30, 40 years, was very devoted, this and that. And she happened, one of the places that she would visit was our community. So the person she stayed by asked if she'd come to. So she's, she's very angry, very upset, and this and that, fine. And then she asked me, so who's right? Is she not right because, whatever. So usually when you hear something one side, you tend to agree with that side. This story... I couldn't even agree with her on her side. Like, even the way she was presenting it, she didn't seem to have any schus and any claim whatsoever, and so on. So she's not manas. I said, I can't tell you about the chashmishpat of it, but they certainly could have acted with a lot more sensitivity and kindness, whatever. I said something like that. So she said, I thought so. And then she got up and she said, whatever it is, but this is a reason why Mashiach is not coming. So I said to myself, everybody puts things into their world. So she centered all of Kal Yisrael, Golus, Geula, everything into her issues with her employer. And it's when you box a Kadosh Baruch Hu into a little box, you distort it. when you look back, when you stand back and say, I don't know the details, but one thing I see is we got from point A to point B. And how we did it, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way in which it works. But what when you start pinpointing, it's a problem. It's a, as one sitting, I was by a small share. And there was somebody there, I think who got on his nerves a little bit. And it was a deep Indian, whatever Moshe was speaking about. And this person was asking a question. He was trying to say, so if this is this, and this is this. And Moshe gave him a little playful slap on his hand. And he said, get your hands off. It's not hands on, this topic. You know, it's not this, and it's not this. Hands off. Like that was his, so it's Mirachek Hashem Nirali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, we will always discover more and more details how the human body works. We'll never figure out how the human body works. So the two stages are astira. We will get an infinite amount of information on the pieces, but the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be in one piece. The miracle lies in the whole thing together, not piece by piece.
What's the pshat with Kamtzo bar Kamtza as the reason for the Chorban?
So that's also when Chazal gave us a handful of stories, Termalka. The Maral explains, these are all stories that sort of bring out in one Maisa. It's like a mushel. You have what's called a center of gravity, which means you have an object. And all of its weight acts as if it's concentrated at one point. So there are events that sort of encapsulate all of the problems of Klal Yisrael. And that's why in Kamtza bar Kamtza, the fact that there was such bad terms, you wouldn't invite him. The fact that Klal Yisrael were there and they weren't Meicha. The fact that they had the Schaya ben Kaftzel who was Anver Zusay. The fact that Chazal said, here was the Maisa, which sort of, you can darshan this story backwards and forwards, and everything about it will be like a mini version of the Korban. That's what it means. It doesn't, it's not because of Maisa. It's that Maisa is a mini version of everything. Okay, our good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Baruch Yaakov. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Two 2:30 next week or 1:30?